You might think that thanks to Walt Disney and our kid-centered culture, America leads the world in producing cuteness. But Japan has us beat by a long shot. Modern Japan is thick with cute icons and images at every level of the culture. There's a big exhibition showcasing that Japanese sensibility right now on view in New York at the Japan Society. The show was put together by Takashi Murakami, the incredibly successful Japanese artist and designer and Andy Warholish impresario. So we sent Sarah Lilly to try to figure out what he and his show are all about.
I have a confession. I think Hello Kitty is kind of irresistible. Hello Kitty is a round white cat that stands on two legs and wears a dress. The Japanese company Sanrio created the character 31 years ago, and today she's more popular than ever, with children and adults alike. Hello Kitty is decidedly kawaii.
The Japanese word is translated as cute into English.
Ann Allison is a cultural anthropologist at Duke University. She studied many modern Japanese artifacts, like toys. So she knows a lot about kawaii.
It often takes the form of big objects that maybe don't have mouths, like Hello Kitty, or big heads on little bodies. And people talk about their relationships with cute.
Japanese artist Takashi Murakami has his own take. In a nutshell, he's sort of like Japan's Andy Warhol, with his affinity for brightly colored prints and pop culture themes.
The concept of kawaii has been around in Japan for going on 20 years. I'm not sure of what it connotes in English, but in Japanese it's cool.
Murakami is something of an expert on cool. He started out as a painter and sculptor, but he became truly famous after he inked a deal with the Louis Vuitton company to create print designs for their wildly publicized handbags. You know the white ones dappled with a colorful variation of Vuitton icons and winking eyes? Celebrities love them, and they've sold like hotcakes. So yeah, Murakami knows something about cute, especially in Japan, where it's all cuteness all the time.
Why did cuteness culture arise? I've been pondering this issue. When you consider that defeat in the war was the starting line for everything in Japan, it all becomes clear.
Wait, so we have Hello Kitty because we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima? I know that Murakami has an equally Warholian reputation for stirring things up and calmly stepping back. For the show he's just curated at New York's Japan Society, he named it Little Boy.
When I looked into the history of the A-bomb, I learned that the bombs were named Little Boy and Fat Man. I thought these were highly symbolic. I thought they exemplified current Japanese cuteness culture and otaku culture. That's how Japan is now. We're like children. We are completely oblivious to politics. We don't ponder the place of Japan in the world or our places in Japanese society. We think only about the cute, having fun, seeking what we like. That custom has been ingrained in Japanese.
He talks at great length about his beliefs about this, which are a little confusing. I mean, they seem a little contradictory. And he will say the little boy is supposed to be a play on the atomic bomb that was named Little Boy, and also the little boy that Japan has subsequently become. And that seems to be not necessarily a good thing, but not necessarily a bad thing. There's something disturbing about it.
He seems to be saying that, in fact, it was sort of the basis or one of those originary moments of turning Japan into effectively a humiliated but also therefore infantile society.
Thomas Loser teaches Japanese studies at New York University.
At the same time, I think there is a real sense that a lot of this idea of almost infantilism, but certainly of childhood, is about innocence that can be played with. Think, for instance, in the show of Chinatsuban. She's the one who has these big elephants.
Chinatsuban is a 31-year-old artist in Tokyo. Her work in the exhibit consists of several large molded plastic sculptures of brightly colored elephants and baby elephants. They're all wearing underpants.
She's quite open about saying that for her this is a talisman of a kind of innocence that she's afraid she'll lose.
It melts one's resistance. So cute. At the Little Boy exhibition, before the kitty section, everyone had such a happy face saying, "Oh." It removes barriers. Oh, so cute. I want one. Even the New Yorker said this.
Whether in a museum or a department store, kawaii is even used to promote Japanese entities to the Japanese themselves. Many towns, villages, or corporate interests have their own invented mascots called Yurukyara. There's a whole wall of shelves in the show displaying an array of stuffed figures with strange characteristics. I can't really interpret them. It would be like trying to explain Gumby to George Washington. The point is, Yurukyara have an important function today, as ambassadors.
Why would you have a character, a cute character, be a symbol of a town or a community? Well, there is something incredibly appealing about them. I mean, you can't really hug a town, but you can hug those.
Ann Allison says there's even a new word for the power that comes from this kind of attraction. It's called soft power. Unlike the more bullying forces of the military or politics, soft power is all about the carrot. It also makes a lot of sense in the context of modern-day Japan.
The culture of cute implies a world which is already entirely and completely a consumer world.
The Japanese government very recently has become very aware that the exports of cultural products like manga and anime and cute character goods are becoming very globally marketable in a way that's historically unprecedented for Japanese culture. And I think there's a sense that there could be a national interest in being able to promote itself as the producer of cool goods. Cute is something that's not just out there, it's not just a product, it's something that you feel deeply invested in.
It would be unnatural not to be proud of peaceful, cute characters born out of this peaceful status. We're a 60-year experiment in apathy. These are the kinds of silly cultures that arise when we are oblivious and just think about enjoying ourselves every day.
Nice life if you can get it. And if you get it, more power to you. For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.
You can see some Yurukyara and other images from the Little Boy exhibition at studio360.org. The show runs through July.